Okay, so you're ready to shake things up, right? You have this killer startup idea, but there's this hurdle every innovator faces, and it's getting the resources to actually launch. And that's our focus today. We're diving into investment in innovation, turning vision into reality, which looks at Latin Flash and their unique approach to backing startups. Think of this deep dive as like your cheat sheet to not just securing funding, but really finding partners who truly get your vision.
You know, I think what's so fascinating is how much emphasis is placed on just the initial spark, right? That aha moment, that first idea. This source material really zeroes in on the often overlooked, often grueling journey of actually building a company and the just absolutely crucial role of investment in that process.
Yeah, totally. And the article doesn't sugarcoat it either, right? It really kind of lays it out there, saying that, even the most groundbreaking ideas, they can fizzle out without the right support. It's kind of like having a super high performance engine, but without the fuel to actually to get you moving.
Right. And it's not even just about any funding, right? It's about strategic alignment. This source material highlights that many startups actually get stuck in the development phase precisely because they lack the resources to scale. It really emphasizes the need for investors who provide more than just capital.
It's kind of like, you wouldn't just choose any tour guide for a trek through unfamiliar territory. Like
Right.
you'd want someone with experience, someone who knows how to navigate those specific challenges that you're going to be facing.
Exactly.
And what I thought was really interesting is how Latin Flash describes their role. They use this phrase. They say they go beyond capital. What exactly does that look like for them?
Well, they talk about fostering sustainable, impactful growth, which suggests a much, a longer term vision. So instead of just rapid scaling, they seem to prioritize building a really solid foundation for lasting success. We're talking strategic guidance, mentorship, access to really vital networks, like a whole support system.
Okay, so it's about a lot more than just cutting a check, right? They're actively involved in actually in shaping the company's trajectory.
Yeah, exactly. It's about a really shared vision for the future. And the source material even mentions how Latin Flash specifically looks for and seeks out entrepreneurs who are in it for the long game. They're not interested in just a quick payout.
That's really interesting. So it sounds like they're looking for a very specific type of founder, someone who's not just passionate about their idea, but also really, really bought into the long-term impact of what they're building. What would you say is the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make when seeking funding, especially in this realm of finding the right investor, not just any investor, but the right one?
I think for me, I'd say the biggest mistake is probably focusing too much on the ask and not nearly enough on the why. Entrepreneurs, they get so caught up in, showcasing the product or the service, but investors, especially like these guys, like Latin Flash, they're looking for that driving force behind it, you know?
So it's about communicating the passion, right? The why behind the what, and less about, just saying, here's my product, give me money, and more about here's the problem that I'm really passionate about solving, and here's how I'm going about creating that solution.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about conveying that larger vision, that desire to create some kind of meaningful change. And it ties into what the source material was highlighting about Latin Flash's focus on impact investing. It's like they want to back ventures that really clearly align with those values of sustainability and progress.
That makes sense, right? If they're going to be true partners in this, offering guidance, mentorship, all of that beyond just the funding, there needs to be that shared commitment to a larger goal. I mean, you wouldn't want a mentor who only cared about the bottom line, right? And not the broader impact of the work that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about finding investors who are as invested in your company's mission as they are in its financial success. And to your point about mentorship, the source material specifically mentioned how Latin Flash actually connects their portfolio companies with with these industry experts, these seasoned entrepreneurs, and that kind of targeted guidance can be so invaluable, especially in those really early vulnerable stages.
Yeah. Yeah, having access to that kind of network, right? People who have navigated these similar challenges, I can only imagine how much of a difference maker that could be. What would you say to our listeners who might be thinking, okay, well, you know, my startup idea isn't exactly going to save the world. So does this approach even apply to me?
That's a great question, and I think it's important to remember that impact, you know, it doesn't always have to be on this global scale. It can be about, you know, addressing a really specific need within a particular industry, a community, or even just improving the lives of a very particular group of people.
So it's really about identifying that positive change that you want to bring about, right? No matter how niche or how widespread, and then going out and finding investors who really resonate with that vision.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, you know, shared passion, it's such a powerful foundation for any successful partnership, whether it's between, you know, co-founders, early employees, or investors and entrepreneurs. And I think this source material really got me thinking about how crucial it is for startups to not just seek funding, but to really seek out those who really fundamentally align with their core values and their long-term goals.
It's like they say, finding those right investors. It really is like finding that missing piece of your startup puzzle. It's not just about, you know, the money. It's about that shared belief in the journey ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And that really resonates with what we've been kind of unpacking from this Latin Flash piece. You know, they use this phrase, they talk about shaping monasteries and driving progress.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it makes me think that it goes way beyond simply generating returns. It's about this real fundamental alignment of passion and profit.
Yeah, which is key, right? Yeah. Because when you're building something new, something that you truly, truly believe in, you want partners who are just as invested in that bigger vision as you are.
Right. And you know, it's not even, I don't even think it's always about just the size of the impact, but the intention behind it. And I think that's a really, really powerful takeaway for anyone listening, you know, who might be, you know, feeling a little overwhelmed by the funding game, by the whole process. Don't just chase the check, right? Chase the connection. Yeah. Seek out those investors who really get it, who understand the why behind your work.
And to kind of wrap things up for our listeners today, what would you say is the most important question that an entrepreneur should ask a potential investor beyond you know, the financials, beyond, you know, how much are you willing to put in? What's that one question that can really give them some insight into that investor?
That's a great question. I would probably say, you know, ask them about a company that they backed that maybe didn't just make money, but that really made a difference. I think their answer to that will tell you so much more than any numbers on a spreadsheet. You know, it'll tell you about their values, their vision, and really whether or not they're truly aligned with yours.
That's such great advice. It's about, you know, looking beyond just the balance sheet, right?
Yeah.
And understanding what truly motivates them. So for all of you incredible innovators out there listening, remember, securing funding is absolutely crucial, but finding the right partners, the ones who share your passion, that's how you turn a great idea into a lasting legacy.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, as this whole deep dive has highlighted, the world needs innovative thinkers like all of you listening, and finding that right support system can really make all the difference in turning your vision into a reality.
That's it for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep innovating, keep dreaming, and keep seeking out those partners who are ready to build the future alongside you.